This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Monday to everybody. Oh, it's such a stupid day. It's just going to be hard. It's one of those, I think a lot of people are feeling the same way. This day looks just like all the days last week that I remember. Like, we were here, I remember you were here, and you were here, We were waiting for the rain delay, and the next thing I knew, it was Monday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Today. And I just feel weird, not in a very good mood, and here's why I can always tell. This is my third outfit.
I was going to say, I really like that shirt.
Yeah, that is a nice shirt.
I didn't notice you wearing that earlier.
Thank you. Yes. I've changed my clothes 3 times. And it's not like I'm a fashion maven. It's not like, I wanted to have this look. You ever just wear something and you just feel like, ugh.
Yes.
And you go, bleh.
Yes.
So I've changed it 3 times.
Yes, everything I own.
Sometimes I fantasize about like my entire wardrobe being lost, like in a, not like that my apartment burns or something, but like just the clothes burn and I have to start from scratch because I hate all of my clothes and I hate the way I feel in my clothes.
Mm.
So I definitely relate.
We're a good match today. We're going to match each other's energy.
Yeah.
How about you, Wheels?
Mm.
Oh, usually, okay. Usually, that's pretty bad for you.
But usually my problem, like if I have to change something, it's because I find an unexpected stain on the shirt. And I'm like, damn it. Can't wear that one.
Yeah, sometimes I just feel slovenly.
Oh.
Like when everything's loose and goopy.
Yeah.
You know?
I guess I'm just comfortable with that.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a million, but really all it is for me is changing it one t-shirt to another, generally. Like, I just wear jeans or shorts, but it's not to work. I don't wear shorts to work.
So Saturday was your bad day.
Saturday was kind of crappy, yeah. I mean, it just, you know, it's one of those things where it's just a youth baseball thing. Like, when it rains, it just sucks. So it's just, there's no other way around it. If you're on a turf field, it's a little less sucky, but like it's colder, it's raining, it's muddy, and you just got to sit around and wait, see if the next game's going to happen, and then it's going to mess up the schedule. It's just like, it's nothing anybody can do about it. It just is what it is, but it sucks.
What do the kids do? Do they run around and play grab ass?
Yes. Yeah. You just, hopefully they just stay out of trouble. You try to keep them, like if it's raining hard, you're like, you guys got to stay in the dugout. Otherwise, they're going to be out running around in the rain.
Yeah.
But when it slows down, they're out just goofing off somewhere, walking around and finding something to do. Sometimes they're just off eating. You know, they'll find the parents and they go to the concession stand. But I mean, when I was 14, I'm sure I'd have done the same thing.
Do you have to have eyes on at all time?
No, not
so. It's primarily the parents' responsibility.
Well, I mean, like, if they're around us, of course, we're keeping an eye on what's going on. But like in those settings, once you go off by your parents, you're all right. It's just a matter of not going too far away in case something changes fast and we need to communicate. But even that's not even a big deal anymore because everything is done through an app.
Yeah.
So it's not like we all need to be standing next to each other to say, hey, this one's canceled, next one's tomorrow or whatever.
Oh, also, my phone died.
Oh,
yes.
So I've been there. There went my my iPad. yeah, so I'm using my iPad. I should have. I could have gone today, but I didn't have it in me.
Yeah.
So, oh, it died, not just lost charge. It died. Oh.
It was already beat to hell. And then
so it was just time for a new one.
It got a little liquid on it somehow. I don't know. Somebody spilled their.
You don't spill things.
So.
Well, it's good. You'll get a new phone and you'll be happy about it.
You drop it in the toilet?
I vote that Dave gets a case for the new phone.
I will. I think I'm with T-Mobile, whatever used to be Sprint.
Oh, yeah.
And when Phoebe just got hers, her phone was cracked. And we have insurance on it. Yeah. And they make you go get a new phone. They make you go get it fixed.
Oh, okay.
Right? And that sucks. Yeah. I don't want to do that. Yeah. I want to go, here's my broke-ass phone. I'm going to give it to you. And if I need to give you American dollars, I'll do that.
Right.
But I don't want to go to a completely separate place.
Right.
Get it fixed. Bring it back to you. Right?
Right. So, I get that.
How is it in 2025 they don't have it more user-friendly? Like, you got a phone? Give it to me. Here's a phone.
Well, a lot of places do that when they're doing promotions. Like, they're trying to get people to sign up or whatever. But just check and see. They're pretty good. The stores I've gone to, the T-Mobile stores, they're pretty good about answering questions and looking for solutions rather than just being like, nope, you're host.
Hope so.
Yeah.
Do you think they look at your pictures?
Yes.
Do you?
I don't think all of them do, but I think some of them definitely do. And you're kind of naive if you think that they aren't doing that.
Shouldn't they have some kind of like some kind of a promise to make to us? Like, oh, and we don't look at your pictures, or we're being filmed the whole time we're working on your phone, or something like that. It seems like a pretty egregious, like, vulnerable thing.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. All I know is I sold phones for a long time, and I knew a lot of other people who did it, and I know people who would go through the photos.
Wow.
Yeah. And for most people, though, on your phone, you got a lot worse of information available there than what's in your photo app.
Right.
I mean, they're, like, if you go through my pictures, you're not going to see anything. It could be my dogs and, you know, things like that. But a lot of people have like bank information or passwords saved on there or whatever. You know, you got Apple Pay set up or whatever, and somebody figures out how to access. I mean, that would be much more worrisome to me than seeing any of my pictures.
Not me. So you can take my finances. So big weekend for you.
Yeah. I had a super fun weekend. I ruined Dave's phone. That was kind of the big event that happened.
It's okay.
Threw a bunch of water on it. No, I'm kidding. I went to...
Can you turn the ringer
off? It's an iPad.
It's the same as your phone.
We're going to be all show. We're going to have wheels squeaky my Garmin. Dave's little...
I know, my little...
Dave's a pleasantly gentle ding.
There, I turned it off.
There.
He just breaks it over his knee and he's like, are you happy now, Rachel? As if I don't have enough things going
now
wrong.
I need a new one of those too.
Some of us aren't allowed to communicate during the show.
No, I went to Chicago for my brother's bachelor party.
Mm-hmm.
It was a super fun, exciting weekend. I did a bunch of stuff for the first time. I rode the subway thing, the L train, whatever they call it.
Yeah, the L is the elevated train, not the subway.
Yeah, same thing. It's the
subway's underground.
It's the pro way, the Dom way. I don't know the opposite of subways. So
it's the L because it's elevated.
And I got pepper sprayed for the first time.
What?
Hey, that was pretty cool.
So we were getting on the train to go somewhere else. Like we were taking the train somewhere. And so as we're getting on...
It's an excellent start to a good story.
Very vague. Yeah.
We're going someplace.
Somewhere.
Well, I think we were actually going... We were going to this movie theater, and then we had to get off the train and get on another train. So we're taking the train to a different train, and this all blew my mind. I've never taken public transit before because I live here, and it was really interesting to try and figure out. And so as I'm getting on the train, you know, you're getting on while other people are shuffling off. And we get in there and there's a guy who's already sitting there and he is screaming at somebody who has just gotten off. He's screaming, "That's a weapon! Put that blank away! That's a weapon! You should not have that!" And we're like, okay, that was a little weird. Then he starts complaining. He starts yelling about various things or one thing or another. He starts talking about how ugly... a derogatory word for women that I shouldn't say on the radio are the ones that always want the most attention and all this stuff. He's just yelling.
Not so really. He's like a philosopher.
Yeah. Well, one of the great thinkers of our time. And so he's holding court, and we're just, you know, eyes forward, trying not to notice him. You know, try not to pay too much attention. He's just screaming at this group of seven guys, and we're just like, okay, man. And we start to feel like strange. Like the guy that's next, it's this guy who we didn't know, and then my brother, and then me sitting down. And this guy starts to kind of start reacting to stuff. I think he's sick because he starts like sneezing and coughing kind of uncontrollably. And then all of a sudden my brother starts doing it, and then I start doing it. And then like kind of our friends on the other side start doing it too. I don't know what's going on. I have no idea what's happening. I had just, I'm not in great shape, as you guys know. And I had just had to run up a whole bunch of steps to get to this elevated subway. And so when I get to the top, so I think so I'm coughing because I have no air in my lungs because I just had to like sprint up like 30 stairs. And or if that's a very small amount of stairs, 200 stairs. And so when I get to the top, and so that's what I think is happening to me. But I'm like, but what's happening to everybody else? And it becomes clear that these people, this woman that had scampered off the train as we got on, had just pepper sprayed this guy because he was harassing her. And now we were dealing with the effects of there being a bunch of... He tanked it. He took it like a champ. He didn't react at all. He's just
probably
sitting there like...
first time.
Yeah, he's just sitting there like, man, I can't believe this. This is so crazy. I got pepper sprayed again. I can't believe this. And we are all like tears streaming down our face where we can't stop coughing. We can't breathe. And so my brother figures out what's happening. And so he says, we gotta get off. We gotta get out of this train car. I don't know what's happening. I've never been on the elevated subway before. So I can't, I have my role in this is that I have the extremely flattering and heroic line as he gets up and runs towards the door. So to jump out at the next stop, I say, what's happening to us? Because I don't know what's I think we've been like, there's like poison gas or something. I don't know what's going on. I think we're in the first like, you know, the first 5 minutes of the horror movie where there's a compilation showing how the pandemic swept through the nation like crazy and people dropped like flies. I'm like, well, that's what's happening. That's what's happening now. I die in the opening montage of the horror movie. And so we like dive headfirst out of the car while he's like, okay, you guys have a great day now. and we all kind of like debrief on what happened. But man, I don't recommend the whole pepper spray. That was horrible.
I love that guy was clearly harassing a woman, and then she fights for herself and gets off at the train, and he's like, oh, these broads, they just want attention.
Yeah, like, he's like, it's always the ugly ones, am I right, fellas? And we're like, good luck with that.
Yikes.
Man, I think we've just been poisoned. And the way my brother reacted, he reacted like it was just like, okay, no, I know what's going on, we just have to get off of this train right now. And so I'm thinking, okay, so they forgot to tell me that one in every train car is you can trigger the poison gas trap that will, like, kill everybody on the car or something. It was terrible. Hmm. The rest of it was fun, though.
So you didn't necessarily get... No one pepper sprayed you right
no,
in the
eye. No,
no
one, like...
It was remnants.
No, but we were laughing later because there was a bachelorette party staying in the Airbnb directly across the hallway from ours. And so all weekend, we found this out from somebody who was like staying behind to sleep more as we were going out to get coffee or whatever, that these girls thought that we were just following them around the city. Didn't even seem to realize that we were staying in the same building as them right across the hallway. And so he would like hear them in the stairwell very loudly walking up the stairs being like, they were following us. They were following us. We had to close the door so fast because they were right behind us. We weren't.
It's quite a trip.
I know. And it's like, that's why I started yelling like across the hall. I was like, we're staying here too.
Probably didn't help anything.
I say that might
we're
not help.
Following
yeah,
you.
Probably didn't help.
We're all going to the
we're
same.
We're not only following you, we're staying across the hall.
Yeah, we're
you.
Going to the same place.
So just so you know, we know exactly where you're sleeping tonight. Because we're sleeping there too.
We were just pepper sprayed because it's the ugly ones that always want attention.
Well, then it didn't help that we realized that you could hear everything really clearly from the hallway. Mm. And so all but everybody who was there was married except for my brother, who's getting married in 2 weeks, and his future wife's brother who was there with us. And so my brother's friend, Tim, starts in the hallway, like staircase at one point, talking about like, oh, boy, it's a good thing that we're all married because single Tim would have been really making a big deal out of those girls across the hallway there. And I'm like, Tim, they could probably hear us. Don't say that. And I think they probably did.
I feel like I've lived another lifetime just hearing his stories.
We went to
he knows how to spin a yarn.
Boy, man.
I walked more than I have walked. I don't remember the last time I walked this much. I must have walked like 15 miles all weekend.
Yeah, it's a big, I mean, if you're in the city in Chicago, you're going to walk.
And the guy who really planned everything, Cody, my brother's best friend, he is like a biohacker. Like, he's super fitness conscious, and he's like doing anything possible to like make himself like more well and more fit.
I want you to take this the right way. Uh-huh. You should do a sleep podcast.
Yeah, I thought about that a bunch.
Because you meander.
Yeah.
Which is a real skill. Mm-hmm. It's hard to meander unless you're naturally a meanderer.
Yeah.
Which you are.
I put my wife to sleep sometimes on purpose.
Yeah.
Like, she'll have me just start, you know, rambling about whatever and...
I don't know how you could fall asleep, because every once in a while there's a turn. You're like, what? You did what?
Oh, I think I can make it through those turns.
Wait a minute. Who got what?
I think I can make it through. 123 DGS on KMOX. Another gloomy day here. Tomorrow's supposed to be sunny and 75, so that's going to be nice. Stealing this one directly from our friends over at KMOV, Chambers and Laura Hediger and those guys were talking about this, and it just made me laugh. Whether you wash your feet in the shower or not.
Nope.
Ooh, we got a quick nope from Wheels.
I mean, it does depend.
Laura Hediger, who's on the show tomorrow, was a big no because gravity, shampoo, soap, it all goes downhill.
Yeah.
You got it on your feet.
Yeah.
You can just rinse it off.
Yeah.
And Chambers was like, oh, I scrub my feet every single time I'm in there.
Nope. I mean, there are times, you know, extra muddy baseball game or whatever. There are times you're like, yeah, I got to do that.
But if it is extra sweaty, I will wash them. Otherwise, about once a week, I will put the stopper in while I'm showering and let the water fill up.
There
to
you go. Take a little foot
shin
bath.
Hide or whatever, and just kind of do a little foot bath dealy while I'm washing the rest of me, and I let that soap in the water, and I just kind of
seems reasonable.
I think that's probably good enough.
I wash them.
Yeah, that's it. Seems like a lot of trouble.
Not every time, but more often than not. Because I mean, I get what you're saying that it's all rinsing down there, but it's like, get a little body wash, wash your feet. Mm. Feels nice.
Mine is the saddest of all because I don't have shampoo for obvious reasons.
Right.
But remember last year when I was fostering Lizzie the bulldog?
Mm-hmm.
So I had some bulldog shampoo.
Oh, dear.
And didn't use it all. So if I do take the rare shower, I just squirt it down there. And then I use my feet like monkey feet to wash each other.
Oh, that's cool.
Because bending over is hard.
I get that.
Yeah, I get that. That, sure might is, be, that might be the new trick.
Yeah.
I like that. Why did I never think of that?
I don't know.
I think bulldog shampoo is fine.
Yeah, what does it smell like?
Good enough for bulldogs.
Yeah, I mean, the dog shampoo smells like human shampoo. It's no different.
Which I think is wrong, right? I don't like that. I don't like that we...
What should it smell like?
It should smell like nothing, because dogs have a way stronger sense of smell, and I don't want to mess them up. I don't want to confuse them.
Yeah, they don't care.
You don't know.
I've had dogs forever. They don't care. They never once act weird.
You don't know. They've never said anything.
Yeah, they don't say. They never said a word. Never said a word.
Lucy just takes a bath by like licking her fur, like most cats. And I'm like, how do you smell so good? You smell like a marshmallow dream or something.
Yeah,
like,
my cat eats the most disgusting things: bugs, lizards. Her food smells terrible. Her treats smell terrible. And then she licks herself all day. And then when she puts her body in my face, it smells like a sugar cookie. I don't get it.
Because they're little angels.
They're little angels.
I couldn't feel more like I'm dreaming right now.
Oh, Andrew, you missed it on Friday. Dave had a stethoscope here for reasons I don't remember, and we all tried to listen to our heart, and none of the girls could hear their hearts.
I'm simply shocked.
I don't think he meant that.
All the... No, I'm
kidding.
I saw
it.
Boy, you came back very misogynistic.
I know. Like, oh, of course, the girls couldn't figure out how to.
Yeah,
use
that guy
in
the train
equipment.
Really got to you.
That guy,
no,
listen,
kidding.
Listen.
That impression.
That guy's gonna be the next biggest podcaster.
Yeah. Be like him and Joe Rogan.
He was a compelling orator. I was like, you know what? I'm starting to buy into this guy's
like,
ideals.
This guy, Socrates.
I'm starting to think this guy shouldn't have been pepper sprayed. I saw that stethoscope. Where did I see it? I saw it somewhere around
over here. Okay. I just put it back.
Oh, okay. Why was it? Where did it come from?
Came from Julie Lally's doctor because I think I'm a doctor, and he's like, give Glover this.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
Yeah.
Doctor. You are a doctor, obviously.
Well, you watched The Pit, so.
You know.
Yeah.
What's your other thing again? You got another one of those adopted professions, too.
Well, I got a bunch.
Did you hear the... Oh, yeah, that's like, I mean, every cheesemaker, chocolatier,
chocolatier. But that's not...
Cobbler, deliverer.
The chocolatier is not fake. That was real.
Right.
Actually, it is.
I conquered that.
Very real. Yeah. Did you see the insane fact about The Pit where Noah Wiley apparently makes all the fake blood for the show?
What? He makes it?
Yeah, he said that in an interview. He's like, I make all the fake blood.
Okay.
Was he being silly?
I don't think so. Much for money,
but money can buy me love. Welcome back, DGS 104.1 KMOX. 1:33 in the afternoon. So why is there poop on the moon?
Okay, so during the Apollo missions, I guess whenever you're ready to blast off from the moon, no pun intended, you want to get rid of as much weight as you possibly can.
Right.
So they dumped, again, no pun intended, a bunch of stuff on the moon.
Oh, no.
Including some human poo-poo.
Right.
And there's something like 96 pounds of it or something just sitting on the moon right now.
How did they make 96 pounds of poop?
I think it was over several missions. And I mean, it's like.
They didn't clean it out in between?
There, I believe.
And it's what?
It's from the whole journey there, I believe.
Still, that's a bunch.
It is a lot. It's also like urine and stuff too. It's not just poop. But they're starting to
think of
say,
the urine,
like,
Dave.
All right, we're going to start going to the moon again. We can't just have like trash bags of this stuff or wherever it's stored just sitting there.
Can't they just like kick it and fly it into space?
And it just goes,
we need a poop planet.
But they're really trying to make plans now to safely dispose of this. I don't know if they want to bring it back to Earth or shoot it into space, as you guys were saying.
And there's
but
a lot
it's a
of,
real problem.
There's a lot of crap in space, so why not?
Hmm.
Literally.
Hit the Tesla that's floating out there.
Wait.
Remember that?
Yeah.
That was dumb.
Yeah. Robert says, hey, DG, is there any one specific shop that you've gotten your tattoos from? About 70% of them come from Jay Johnson at Transcendent Tattoo Collective in Imperial Arnold. So that's the guy that did most of my tattoos. Great guy. Great tattooer.
I had a dream this weekend that someone was tattooing me against my will.
Wow.
Yeah, it was intense. And then I was like, I don't have to take this. I got up and I walked out.
Like at gunpoint?
No, it was like, it was in a situation where it's like they were in a position of authority over me. And they're like, you got to get this tattoo. And I'm like, I really don't want it. And they were doing it anyway. And I was like, you know what? I can actually just get up and leave. So I did.
It's a pretty reasonable dream.
Yeah.
Power move.
Yeah. I was glad that I got up and left Wheels rather than... just take the tattoo. Because you know
what? What was the tat?
I don't know. It was like a word or something they were tattooing. They were tattooing it onto my back so I couldn't see it. It's a weird dream. I've been having intense, kind of symbolic dreams lately. Mm-hmm. And then I saw like a TikTok a couple weeks ago that it was like, oh, I'm just going to choose to ignore that intensely symbolic dream that I had because I got too much going on right now.
And I was like, I don't have time for this.
I was like, I really relate to this.
You know, I was thinking about over the weekend. Remember noogies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has anything replaced the noogie? I have to believe that second and third graders are still beating the crap out of each other.
I'm sure they're doing it. They may not call it that, but I bet that that's what they do.
Oh, those sucked.
Those were terrible.
Those are bad.
It all depends on who's doing it. Because, like, if it's somebody that's bigger than you and stronger than you, then it really sucks.
Mm-hmm.
If it's an equal, it's really not that bad.
Yeah.
Man, I've said this before, but nothing sends a chill down my spine more than the promise of a wet willy.
Mm.
Like, when I first heard about this, I'm like, I can't believe it's legal for you to do that to another person. That's sick.
Probably gonna do jail time.
Why is that legal?
It's twisted.
It is bad.
Oh, it's gross.
Yeah,
course.
It is bad.
Which, by the way, when you're a kid, that's the point.
Yes.
Never given one.
Yeah, because you're a good person.
Yeah.
Man,
had a few.
Speaking of noogies.
I feel like Wheels is giving a couple. There's the way his face looks right now.
Yeah. I think that was his specialty.
I'm not saying nothing.
That Willie was always wet.
I'm not saying nothing.
Speaking of noogies, I have a
is this going to be another one of those stories?
Yeah, I have a bruise on my head because I kept whacking my head on the train roof. like three separate times, all in the exact same place.
Why?
And the last one was because I just didn't expect it to be there. And so I would rise for one, whatever reason, and I would just slam it right on the top there. And the last one was when I was getting off the train, and it was so bad that the people around me said, "Are you okay?"
Oh, this is like in your seat on the long train, not the commuter trains.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like an airplane. You've got that low thing right above you.
The long train. Yeah, that's what I was calling it.
You're really trying to help him out here.
I am. Because I'm like, you're not that tall, you know? But then I thought about it, like, oh, on the airplane, everybody can hit their heads on that.
Yeah, and so I was
usually
whacking.
Usually not three times, though.
I was whacking that thing like crazy, and yeah. Crazy.
Don't say it that way.
And everyone was like, sir, please stop.
Are you okay? Sir.
And that's when I did the wet willy.
But they literally did. Like, they were like, stop that. Stop it. Stop doing that. Are you okay? I'm like, I'm fine.
I had that at the airport one time. I was like sitting at this table and the way they had the light fixture over the table was like, I can't be the only one who was hitting their head on this. And I think I hit my head three separate times getting up. And you feel so stupid because it's like, the first time it's embarrassing. The second time it's like, oh, wow, she really did it again.
She did it on purpose.
The third time, there's no excuse.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's none. And no, everyone turns and looks at you.
Maybe part of it is because I was about to get off the train, so I wasn't too worried about it. But the third time it happened, I whacked it and I just, again, sorry. And I just, the loudest, like, I couldn't help it. I was just like,
there's not much that.
Can I tell them what you told me about your future brother-in-law?
Oh, yeah.
He's like, I'm not sure.
It's just everybody liked him more than me.
I think I'm starting to see why.
Yeah. No, I didn't say I didn't understand it. I just said it was a bummer.
Oh, man.
So you feel like he stole your thunder?
I just felt like the least interesting person there. You know, everybody there.
How is that possible?
Yeah, everybody there is like, you know, they have really interesting like jobs and they do really interesting stuff.
Thanks.
And they well, like they all, so they're
you
all
had
like
to have the most interesting job.
Well, it was that they all have they're all like movie people. They all love movies more than anything, and then they all also like all work in the film industry in various different jobs. So I shouldn't say that. Like my job wasn't interesting. It was just that they were all more interested in each other's jobs, you know, than mine. Like I would try to jump in with something and they'd be like, oh, we don't care about that.
They're like, shut up, radio guy. We want to talk movies.
You didn't work on Atlanta.
Why don't you hit your head again on the ceiling?
Yeah. Well, they never saw that part.
Oh, wow.
That was just for me and my
train. That's a good thing. Only strangers.
That was just for me and my train friends.
Oh, man.
It hurts my... Wearing the headphones hurts my head because this band is directly over the
I thought you were bruise. In, like, a big double-decker bubble train.
Oh, it was immensely comfortable, but there was one part of the ceiling, like, where the luggage rack was
Clearly. That
was kind of low.
Right.
And that was exactly where I kept hitting it every time.
Did you keep hitting it?
Well, I almost said the other word again, and I'm like, no, don't do it a third time.
That'll make it come true.
Yeah, then at that point, it's a wish.
Like Beetlejuice.
At that point, it's a ritual.
Now he's doing it.
There we go again.
Oh, my gosh. What did Portnoy say?
Okay, so there was like this restaurant or this nightclub where I had
it's
to
his
look
bar.
Up this. Okay, I
so
didn't realize it was his.
So it's a Barstool bar in Philadelphia.
Yeah, you take it, Wheels, because I just skimmed the headline and saw what he wanted to do, and I was like, what?
So... And there's a Barstool bar in Philadelphia. I guess there's more than one, but that's one. And he cares about it a lot, Dave Portnoy, who obviously owns Barstool. And somebody, I don't even know if I want to say what was on a sign. It was a really anti-Semitic message. And they have these little signs on like bottle service. And the person wanted to put this on there. And it's a bad one. And it went viral. Somebody took a picture of it. And then it got to the name of the Twitter account, but it was an account that tracks anti-Semitic behavior. It says at Barstool Portnoy or whatever, are you okay with this? Because this was at your bar this weekend. And when he found out about it, he went to track down. He went out and he's trying to find who it was, and he did find who it was. Fired one of the servers that actually I think wrote the message on there at the request of the customer. Basically said, you're the biggest idiot in the world for doing that, and fired that person. And then yelled at some other server who also saw it. And then apparently, I saw his video. He said he called these guys. And they were basically in tears saying, I'm not like that. I'm not like that. And he's like, you think I'm going to give you any forgiveness? And he's going after them, like, and I think he wants to dox them, like, put out their name and who they are and all that. He's holding back on that because I think the way he said it was he's going to give them a chance to show that they're actually sorry and not just cry on a phone call.
Hmm.
To demonstrate that they're sorry
Must
for what they did.
Must have been pretty bad.
Well, it was,
it's unacceptable.
I don't want to say it because I don't want those words to come out of my mouth on a radio.
Okay.
But it's essentially what the Nazis did to Jewish people.
So did you hear the second part of it, Wheels?
So I didn't know. I don't know if I caught the second half of this.
So the second half is initially Dave Portnoy was like, I'm going to destroy these people's lives because they deserve it. But then he did talk to them. Well, now he's going to send them to Auschwitz.
Yeah, he did say that. Right.
And I guess he's going to pay for it. And now people are like, wait, is this really the proper way to handle it? Because I get it. You want to show these guys like, hey, this is something that really happened. Learn your history here. Hopefully it'll have a deep impact on them and they will never say anything or joke about anything like this ever again. But at the same time, it's like it kind of feels like a reward in a sense where it's like now you get to. I mean, it's not like the most fun trip in the world. You're not going to Cancun or something. You're going to a concentration camp. But it's like, is this really the way to handle it? So there's a little bit of a controversy going on about that, like whether he's making the right choice in doing that.
Yeah, I get what he's trying to do. I mean, yeah, if you're going to do it, you almost need to go and be a part of it.
Well, he's very performative.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's exactly what he is. He's a business owner. And obviously, you don't want anything along. You don't want anti-Semitism. You don't want racism. You don't want sex. You don't want any of that stuff associated with your business because then you'll lose business. There were a lot of bros that were like, "I'm disappointed at you, man. What about free speech?" And he's like, "It's my place, man. I'm not the government. I own this place. If I don't want it, it's not there. Period. The end. Every business has that right when it comes to dress code, when it comes to conduct, when it comes to all of those things." And I think if he's doing the Auschwitz thing, the way to do it would be go with them so they're not just going to just like clown around and do their thing. Bring other and set up like a program, but do it like fly in one day, go the next day, and then fly home that night. Yeah. Like don't make it a vacation.
Right.
It's a business
and
trip.
And Stuttgart.
Right. It's a business trip, and you are going to get a guided tour from people that can tell you why this is a terrible thing to put on a side. Why would you? You're out at a bar having a good time. Why would you put some terrible thing on the sign that you're going to put up for your bottle service?
I think we've just lost the thread with like the backlash to. I mean, we were so quote unquote woke for so long, and then there was this like vibe shift, and nobody's woke anymore. But then it's like when you just keep going down that path. You're trying to be funny, I guess. You're trying to be edgy. You think you're cute. Yeah. But you just end up saying hateful, horrible things that there's no excuse for it. There's nothing funny about it. There's nothing redeeming about it. You're just being a hateful piece of you know what.
I think that one of the unfortunate things, and I am the farthest thing away from a bro, I mean, in age and in personality, but it seems that there's an unfortunate thing that I hear about, like with Phoebe's peers with the guys, that they so celebrate the bro culture and they so celebrate freedom of speech and MAGA and Donald Trump and the whole thing that it's a badge of honor to use your free speech in very edgy ways.
Yeah.
But there's edgy and then there's just
well, also,
really wrong.
I do think, and this is a big TikTok thing, and I don't think it's 100%, but one of the things, when you know, the generation wars that are always going on there, I think there's one thing that older generations make a good point of is that when you and I grew up, Dave, if you did something or said something stupid, you're probably getting punched in the face. And that's not really true anymore, which is kind of a good thing. But then there are people that don't learn how to not cross lines you shouldn't cross.
Yeah, we could solve a lot of things if we brought face punching back.
Too much for money.
Welcome back, DGS on KMOX. Happy gloomy Monday to you. Going to break out of this tomorrow. In fact, it appears to be lightening up a little bit looking outside the KMOX window, but tomorrow's supposed to be sunny and 75, which we really need some of that. Glad it hasn't been 95, but it's been a little dank.
I mean, but April sucked. So much rain.
Yes.
I mean, it's good for, you know, if you're growing gardens or your grass looks good right now, but it's a pain in the ass.
So tonight's the Met Gala?
That's what they're saying.
I hate that thing.
It's
I feel suckered every year. Like, I react to it, and I feel stupid for reacting to it. Because obviously you're going to react to it, because it's like the biggest stars in the world dressed like the Fifth Element, and it's like it's just weird and bizarre and over the top and exclusive. And
it's like, we're just like you, except on gala night, and then we're not like you, because you're not rich.
Yeah, it just feels like the ultimate, like, rich people rubbing your face in their lifestyle.
Yeah.
And it's like, and I'm supposed to like, care about the different looks and, like,
right.
Oh, she ate. She looked amazing. Like, no, this is stupid. Especially in a post-COVID world. Like, it's just so hard to care about stuff like that anymore.
Yeah. And I don't mind award shows for recognition of work. Of people's talents, like, that's one thing, but do you have to go over the top? Do we have to be spending tens of thousands of dollars on outfits and $100,000 on the jewelry that we're going to wear? Do we have to do that?
It's very Hunger Games.
It's always been that way. It's always been a thing, right? Where, you know, the famous people have to show how famous and fancy they are. But I don't know. I don't know why we all have a taste for it. Like, that's the part I don't get. I get why they do it, because they're having fun, because they don't care. They got money.
I think it's just one of those strange dances where they love it for obvious reasons, because they do feel superior to us, clearly. And we hate it for obvious reasons, and we complain about it every year, and it probably makes their day.
Yeah, and I don't understand why any of us care, though. Like, why does anybody watch it? Why does anybody pay attention to it? Why does anybody fanboy over it? Like, what? I don't understand. I mean, I get why people are fans of talent, acting, musicians, sports. I get why you're a fan of talent, because it's a talent. But why would you just watch people just flaunting? I've never understood that whole, that's one of the reasons I don't understand the whole Kardashian fandom. Like, I don't understand why it's like, oh, let's watch the lives of people that are super rich. All they're doing is, I mean, again, you're rich, do your thing, but it's just a little over the top when you're going to be like.
Especially when it's all just money. Well, it's like someone could put a $200,000 giant bird costume on me, and I could walk in there, you know?
But the worst part about the Met Gala to me is it's allegedly a charity event.
Right.
But you're spending more money on the show than you're going to raise for that cause. And that's a cause that's supported by wealthy people. How about some of that money gets spent on something else that could actually use it? There are all kinds of people that could use help. But nope, we're going to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on outfits.
Where does the money go?
I don't know. The Met Gallery. It's something. Honestly, God, I think it's a costume. Like, I want to look this up, because I looked it up a little bit ago, and it's a fundraiser for, I want to say, here you go. It benefits the Metropolitan Museum of Art's Costume Institute in Manhattan.
That's pretty stupid.
I don't know what that does. Well, I don't know if they do things for, like, performers around the country that don't have
Maybe
any money
it's
for
a
costumes.
Kid's
like, yes,
charity,
I don't
just
understand.
Call it something stupid.
Yeah, I don't know what that does, but I also know that the money that's being spent on the outfits and stuff themselves is not what's being donated.
Yeah.
There could be much better use. If you've got that money and you can afford to spend $100,000 on jewelry, maybe that would be useful to someone else. In some other way. Some other charity could put that to use.
Yeah.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.